Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have a child graduating from eighth grade, from high school, or from college, and they're on to the next phase of their life? How can parents support them during these times? And do parents themselves need support during these times? Because they're not easy for us either. My guest is Dr. Yolanda Reed Casiacos. She's a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics and a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the David Geffen School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Casiacos. So the transition, is it harder for parents or children?
Well, I would say probably a little harder for parents. For most young people, these transitions, especially going from high school to college, can be exciting, although there are moments of fearfulness and homesickness and that sort of thing. But it is difficult for parents, and it's very tempting for parents to actually experience a sense of sadness when children leave home, what we call the empty nest syndrome. But it is an exciting and wonderful transition, and it also means that your teenager or young adult is actually taking some giant steps towards adulthood by moving on from high school to whatever the future holds, if it's college or the workforce or other adventures. So it's a moment to be proud as well as a little bit bittersweet.
Well, this is a time when children are taking more control over their life. I see that with my own 14-year-old as he's heading off to high school, and things just are a little bit different. Now, I can't imagine, and I am going to have to, when he heads off to college or the workforce. So what can we do to make this transition smoother for them? Do we loosen up the reins and let them fly? Do we give them our best advice and hope they follow it? I mean, how involved do you actually get in it?
Well, it's a little bit different for someone who's transitioning into high school than someone who's transitioning out of high school. I'll take a look at the high school to college transition first. There are some things that parents can do. The first thing I would suggest is enjoy the summer with your teenager, because that will be a time that is a transition period. But it's also a time that you can take the opportunity to get them prepared for college. And some of the things that you can do are make sure that they're fully covered under either your health insurance or they have their own health insurance. You need to make sure, and the best way to do this is a visit to your pediatrician, that they're fully immunized to protect them when they go off to college. We have immunizations now that can protect young people from a significant number of conditions. For example, the meningococcal vaccine, what was called the Tdap vaccine booster, which actually protects not only against tetanus but pertussis, the HPV vaccine, which protects both men and women against the HPV virus that can cause cervical cancers, warts, genital warts, and anal cancers. And, of course, in the fall, or as you're nearing the fall and it becomes available, the flu shot, which is recommended annually for everyone. So these are some practical things you can do. From a mental health standpoint, the transition from high school to college is exciting for most young people and academically isn't necessarily as challenging as one might fear. What makes the difference is that young people in college are going to be on their own for the first time, which means that mom or dad are not going to be standing outside the bedroom door and saying, okay, turn off the computer and get back to the books. So they're really going to be on their own, and they're going to have to manage their study habits and their time management to keep up with their academics. So that's one issue that parents are going to be struggling with. What to do, how to encourage my teenager to maintain good study habits. And there are resources that are available at college. For example, there are living learning communities in residence halls, which have cohorts of students that work together in particular fields of interest that are supervised by staff and resident assistants who actually kind of serve as monitors to help students stay on track. Another area, I think, where parents are very, very concerned and kind of refers to something that we've been talking about over the years is the issue of using alcohol or other substances. And you're well aware that, of course, there are significant reports of binge drinking. It varies from campus to campus. Binge drinking being five or more drinks at a sitting for men and four or more drinks at a sitting for women. And so binge drinking itself has risks, not only from the alcohol itself, but from other risks such as potential violence, sexual assault, car accidents, and other things that go along with it. So when you have a potential that you have an unsupervised or newly on his or her own young person exposed to some of these potential substances, then there's always a worry that parents have, is my son or daughter going to be able to make the right decisions and healthy choices? So it's very good to start conversations with your son or daughter. And one of the mechanisms that we use in college health to help young people understand that they don't have to yield to peer pressure is to help them understand that their perceptions that everybody's drinking, everybody's using drugs, are not entirely accurate. We've tested students through what's called the National College Health Assessment of the American College Health Association, and we ask them, how many students do you think use alcohol? And their numbers tend to be generally very high. They'll say somewhere on the order of about 75%. But the numbers of students who actually use alcohol is much closer to 25 to 40%. So these types of understandings that there's a lot of people out there who don't drink, who don't smoke, who don't use drugs, can help students make healthier choices.
Now, Dr. Kasiakos, in the last just minute and a half or so, give us your best advice for that transition time from high school to college or out in the workforce for parents.
For high school to college, I would definitely say that parents and students should visit the college and learn about the resources that are available, including the health center, the counseling center, and disabilities resources. In the workforce, it's important for parents to ensure that students or that workers have access to health insurance and health care resources. Your pediatrician can assist you in that transition because usually most pediatricians will care for teenagers and young adults, certainly till age 21 and into their early 20s. So developing a health care transition plan is helpful, and your pediatrician can help you with these difficult conversations and these transitions.
And in the workforce, and we only have about 30 seconds or so, Doctor, mm-hmm. but in the workforce, do we then as parents step back and let them learn what it's really all about, or do we guide them?
A little bit of both. Yes, you have to loosen the reins a little bit. You've done a wonderful job so far, and now it's your young adults' duties to learn about the responsibilities of working, of paying bills, of the responsibilities of adult life. But I think it's reasonable to stand by and to be available as a resource and to engage in frequent conversations with your older teenager and young adult to help them when they run into bumps in the road.
It certainly is great advice. And remember, parents, if you have a child heading off to college, communicate with them that summer, encourage good study habits and healthy eating, and really get some exercise, teach them about
exactly.
good sleep habits, and talk to them about alcohol use on campus, and make sure they're up to date on their health exams and that they understand their own health needs so that they can go off to college, be safe and sound, and you as a parent can sit around the house worrying about them, but knowing down deep that they're really okay. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.